tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies and shows.
Products and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we are A couple of critics. How? What's going on, everybody? Hey, for one, I want to appreciate everybody that's been checking out the podcast, checking out our podcast, checking out Becca's Corner. You know, we're doing a lot of great things. And because of your support and love, you know what I'm saying? We have been able to start doing these more exclusive type reviews. This one's going to be probably from the title about the Chris Brown concert that came to Orlando, Florida yesterday.
Yeah, it's 11-11 tour.
And first, I got to say shout out to staff on the staff of
Kia Center
and Brown's people, you know what I'm saying, that recognized a couple of critics and invited us. And we did a big VIP stop. You go to our Instagram, couple of critics reviews. You can see us doing VIP style. So, you know what? When you work hard, people, you know what I'm saying? People notice. And yeah. I want to thank everybody that hooked us up. And as you see, our followers are going up. So thank you, man. We've been working hard on this brand and
yeah, we appreciate you.
We appreciate it. It's paying off. But let's talk about the Chris Brown concert, baby. Now, I know you've been dying to see Chris Brown for a long time. And I know the last time we saw Chris Brown back in the day when we weren't doing what we're doing, it was in Tampa. We was like all the way in the back. I think Chris Brown was like a little bug. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. This had to be like, what, 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah, long time ago. And I know you've been wanting to see Chris Brown, and he's come to town here and there, and we just never did. But this time, it's like the stars aligned.
Yeah, for us to finally go see his. I mean, but I've seen Chris Brown a couple of times in concert, just not in this capacity, which is really cool.
I mean, first I got to say, you know, shout out to the Kia Center. I mean, we were in the VIP suite,
the Legends suite,
all you can eat, all you can drink. I mean, it was definitely a great experience. Now, if you do a concert, man, you know, definitely that's a way of doing it.
Yeah, definitely check out the Legends. I don't know if that is something that's offered to everyone, because again, we got the exclusive for it, so I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sure people got like their breads up like that, I guess. But but it was definitely a great experience. Now let's talk about the concert itself, okay? You know, I'm not gonna say I was surprised, but I was presently pleased to see the support and love Chris got. I mean, that place was, I don't think there was an empty seat in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sold out, you know, 20,000 theater plus concert sold out.
So it was definitely sold out. You know, I think it goes to say that we already know Chris is a phenomenal performer. Chris is a phenomenal talent, you know, and to be honest, he's up there with the legends, to be honest.
I would agree.
I think what's tragic about the situation is that we have a society that the media really, it's not even the people, because like, let's say his concert sold out everywhere. Sold out in America, sold out in Europe. He sold out. So, you know, it's the media that don't want to let go of something that happened like 15 plus years ago. At the end of the day, that man deserves his flowers. His music is phenomenal. I mean, he has so many hits. He rocked it. I mean, he has so many hits that he didn't even do some hits.
Yeah, he didn't.
You know what I'm saying? It was so much that he could have chose from, and it was so many that he couldn't even do them more. You know, so the concert itself had four acts, right? Earth, Wind, Fire, Water, right? Earth, Wind, Fire, Water. Yeah, four acts. And during it, he did like different songs and stuff like that. I mean, the dancing, of course, he's known for his dancing. It was phenomenal. Dancers, he were great, great sequences. The lighting was good. The stage itself, it was very simplistic, but good. You know what I'm saying? Very simplistic, but really, really good, entertaining. It was a really great show. I can't even say nothing bad about the show. I can't say one thing bad about the show. I can't. I really didn't, I didn't like his opening acts.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they were good. Mita and Money Long.
Let me tell you why. I think they're great artists, don't get me wrong. So I don't want to say
people
here.
People may not know Mita.
People
know Money Long.
Yeah, everybody know Money Long. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. I am not sitting here trying to bash them as far as artists. But I think on Chris Brown's tour, I would have preferred an artist that had a better catalog, because they were doing a lot of songs that nobody knew, right? Which kind of to me didn't kick it off well. Money Long's only known for her pretty much those two songs, really. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hours and Hours and three songs, right? And she did a lot of other songs that were they weren't even bangers where you're like, oh, okay. I would appreciate an artist that had an album that people really rocked with. Maybe had two or three hits, but they rocked with the album. You know what I'm saying? I think open artist that people really appreciate. And it seemed too long, because she doesn't have, her and Meta don't have a lot of songs people know. Mm-hmm. So it would just seem like it was a lot. Shout out to Chris though for giving them that opportunity and love, to be on the stage and tour nationwide to pop them off. So don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on that. But as a person sitting there, I would have preferred an artist that I would have preferred their opening act to be shorter. I think Money Long should have done her three songs and maybe one new song and called it a day. Meg could have done her one song or two songs or maybe some covers. You get what I'm saying? To keep the crowd entertained, because let's be real, a lot of Money Long songs, those first five, six songs she did, everybody just saying when are you going to do Hours and Hours? Twin? What you're saying? So I just feel that Meta, I think she had that one song at the end she sung, but the rest of the stuff we didn't know.
But the thing about Chris Brown, though, the thing that sets him apart from other artists, aside from the talent, amazing performer, but also the fact that Chris Brown is known for, bringing out discovery artists.
True.
He won't ever tour with another known. He is known to bring those artists that you've never heard of. He loves giving them an opportunity.
No.
They all in the industry always, talk and praise Chris for saying that he'll jump on a song with them. He always showed them love, just to get. So, it's a good look for them because.
They're
going to.
It's a great look for them.
Nobody knows who they are, but I bet you they're going to get some more streams and everything.
Don't get me wrong. So, it's a great look for them. Yeah. So I'm not hating as far as saying he shouldn't give them an opportunity and they shouldn't be. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it was just too long.
She has an album coming out and she was just trying,
exactly. Do your hits. Do the new song. Do the hits.
Look, she had an opportunity.
I'm not hating on the opportunity. I'm just saying, do your songs. Do the songs we know.
Do three songs.
Do your three songs. Do your three songs. Do your new song that's coming out and then get off stage and. Have Chris Brown come on.
Let her come and do a little performance.
Meta, it was way too long. I didn't know what the hell she was saying. She looked like Alicia Keys' sister.
She does look like Alicia Keys' twin sister.
And I'm like,
she had a great voice too.
No, she had a great voice. I am not hating on none of their talent. So I don't want nobody to be looking at our podcast. Now we getting followers and shit and say, yo, they be hating and shit.
No,
they had their great, they're very talented. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed, but they just had no songs that were like, oh shoot. Yeah. It wasn't even like, for me, my experience, it wasn't even like those songs were like, oh shit, yo, they got some bands coming.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
It was like, this is it. Like Money Long is like, she needed to get back with Jermaine Dupri. You know what I'm saying? To get another twin song, because them songs she was coming out with were kind of like, you know, and then like the contrast of what's out. Yo, I'm ghetto. She has some song called This Ain't No R&B Song. F this chick. I mean,
no, it was a song. Something about X. It was an X.
For a woman that's married, she sure does a lot of songs. I was like, damn, ain't she married? Like all her songs is like hating on man, fuck you. What husband did to her?
What's selling right now? Love songs ain't selling. I mean, who wants to hear a love song? You know, I mean,
Hours and Hours is a love song.
Yes.
Right.
Her audience.
Twin is a, you know what I'm saying, is a love song. So she's selling those songs. So why? But the rest of her album is like, fuck this nigga. You never had a bitch like me.
Because she needs to, you know, to sell to her demographics.
Her demographics is the people that like Hours and Hours and Twin.
But let's say how much of her demographics is happily married? You know what I'm saying?
Everyone
has a breakup song, right?
But the hit she did has nothing to do with the other stuff.
Well, you know what? Look.
I can see why those twos were hit and the others weren't. Because those two songs, the only two songs that she sung that's about love and good shit are her hits. The other songs.
Well, those songs are not out. They're not pushing it. She's just doing, you know, just
tour. I love Money Long. At the end of the day, I you know, she's really ghetto. I didn't know she was that ghetto.
She country.
She is from Florida. Like Guilford, Florida.
I don't even know where Guilford, Florida is. Country somewhere.
That got to be either somewhere in Jacksonville, Tampa.
Yeah, that's
or,
in the country.
Or I don't know where that's at.
Go ahead, girl. I mean, I like Money Long. I think she's a great artist.
No, she is. No, she is.
She needs some more.
She needs some more hits.
Hits. Yeah, and she'll get there eventually.
I'm not hating. I appreciate Chris Brown showing the love. Like I said, he shows love. So, like, at the end of the day, I have no problem with Chris Brown. He showed love at the club last night. He put it on his Instagram. So, he shows love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel, to be honest, for more. I guess because when we saw Lionel Richie, right? He brought out Earth, Wind & Fire, right? Like, that by itself was like a...
Okay, but you know, Earth, Wind & Fire
Hold on. Janet Jackson coming soon. She first round, she came with who? She came with Ludacris. And then now she came with Nelly. You know, so I guess I'm just used to these concerts that, like, it's a full package.
So
from the opening act to the main act, you know what I'm saying? You jamming and rocking.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Janet Jackson, and let's be honest, somebody like Janet Jackson, Lionel Richie are huge artists, and they still have an artist that we know to come on tour with them. So, I mean, I think Chris could do the same thing, get somebody like he could have got Ludacris or he could have got,
why? He's R&B though. He's R&B.
He could have threw Joe on there or Tyrese, perhaps,
he's always throwing tantrums.
I know, but what I'm saying is like an artist like that on his tour would make his tour, in my opinion, would make it really, really good because now you know, there's no dead spots. The thing is, Chris Brown's show is phenomenal. The dancing, the work he puts in, everything is phenomenal. So don't get me wrong, it's great. You know, I just feel that if he had better opening acts, that concert would be even better.
I mean, I
you know what I'm saying? As far as
to disagree on the
as far as just sitting through it, like to me, like I said, I'm not mad. And I'm not hating. These are talented women. They're very talented. But I just feel that the concert would have been better with better open. That's just my opinion.
Okay. That's
but Chris Brown
is Cass' opinion on
it. It's my opinion.
Bell's opinion is a little different.
I know. Chris Brown can't do no wrong for my wife.
No, he cannot. But you know what I'm saying is
he could have brought on just an unknown person that's stinking. Chris is so innovative.
But see, I like the fact that, you know, that he actually think about these type of artists and bring on. I understand they're not mega superstars or they don't have, you know, the hit. But his DJ kept the crowd going. I mean, his DJ was phenomenal. His DJ kept the crowd going when there wasn't
DJ Fresh.
Yes, DJ Fresh.
No, yeah.
There wasn't a lot of dead spot waiting around.
True.
His DJ kept the crowd going. And unfortunately, like I say, fortunately, you know, this where, you know, I have to disagree on it. I mean, 20,000 plus people disagree on that.
I mean, like I said, I, okay. At the end of the day, like I said, I'm not hating. I want to make this clear. I'm not hating on these young ladies.
I know.
But if we're going to be critics,
give them a shot, but right?
No, and I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? I think Money Long should. I think she would benefit more from like a House of Blues hard rock tour. I think that would be dope. She could do something like that.
She actually, after the Chris Brown tour, she can actually go on a House of Blues tour because she would gain that momentum.
I think if she gets one more hit, she could do her own little tour like that. I think that'd be dope. Meta needs a few more hits.
Well, Meta needs, she needs more to be developed.
And to be honest, and you know what?
I don't think.
And I'm going to be honest, and you know, maybe this is me. I don't see anything special about her. She's a good singer. But I don't see like.
Yeah,
well, I think she's white, right? I think she's white.
I don't know.
Is she a white girl? Is.
Maybe she's Puerto. Mixed? Maybe she's mixed. I don't know. Maybe she's black and Hispanic. I have no idea.
I don't see anything special.
I don't know much about her. I only realized it was her when she did the last song, and I was like, oh, that's her song.
The thing is this. You could be a good artist. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of talented people out there. But to go to the point of superstardom, there's a separation.
Well, yeah, that's a big
separation. And, you know, I think her and Money Long, I think Money Long has a little bit more star presence. She just got to get with. Yeah. I think she showed her true stardom when she got with Jermaine Dupri and the other guy to do the twin song.
She also has a remix right now with Carrie. Mariah Carey.
I think she's showing that she's gonna have a thing. Yeah, I think if she stays to the R&B and stops with the, you know, F your dude and all that, I think she'll do better. But whatever. But Meta, I mean, you know, like I said, first date I thought when I saw her, like, damn, she looked like a wannabe Alicia Keys.
Meta, you know, I think the neo soul, she keeps going on the neo soul route, she should be good. You know, and it depending because there was a lot of, you know, dead songs that she was singing. There was a lot of, you know, silence because, again, we don't know her. But I think if she stick with soul and neo soul and jazz, she'll be good for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even looking at her page, like I don't know who her team.
No, I have no idea who she is, though.
I don't know who her team is.
How do you pronounce it? Is it Meita or Meta? Meta. Okay.
Meta.
Okay. Like, you go, girl.
Like, she's not even like really promoting.
Well, she's independent.
She's from her page, she's promoting herself, but I don't see her promoting like I'm on the Chris Brown tour.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, I'm looking at her page.
Maybe he just brought her out for tonight because, you know, they do bring out different people, you know, aside from, you know, from the other artists like Money Long. They do bring out some of the local acts, too, or something. Mm-hmm. So maybe for her, Orlando, but maybe in Atlanta it'll be someone else, you know?
Well, that's true. So, like I said, I'm not even here to hate on her.
Is she from Miami or Fort Lauderdale or something?
I don't know. Does it say?
Okay.
Yeah, she put up the her thing, but like she's not saying, "Oh, I'm on the Chris Brown tour." But
yeah,
you know what?
That's what I'm saying. She's probably not on a tour. She's probably just doing a couple of shows. But still, that still would be a big
bag. I don't know. You know, but like I said, I just don't know if this tour is for her. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you got to put that work in. And if you want a big tour like Chris Brown's tour, you should be promoting the shit out of that. So I don't know who her marketing people are. Because I don't know these people in the industry that are scared to promote Chris Brown. Because it seems like that idea, like, oh, we can't promote Chris Brown.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, and to me, he's bad business.
Because they'll get backlash.
And to me, that's stupid. You're on the tour, but you're not going to promote it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to say, yo, I'm on the Chris Brown tour. Check me out of this city, that
who
city.
Knows?
You know, her whoever her PR team is, they're horrible. Anyway, but other than that, I think it was a great show. Mm-hmm. I think that Chris Brown always comes out, shows out, and gives his all. I don't think he left anything on the floor.
He never missed.
I don't think
Chris never missed.
Yeah, I don't think he he in any way disappointed anybody. You know, it was a great show.
From
it was
flying across the stage. Yeah,
exactly. He did his little famous take you down
take
dance
you
on the little round
dance
thing.
On the round stage.
You look like you got a little bit excited though. You know what I'm saying? Like when I do that dance, you don't get that excited. When I'm
But you're not Chris Brown, though. What you mean?
Wow. So I'm not Chris Brown.
You can't be doing that.
Wow. So I can't be doing Chris Brown.
No, you can't do
so I'm not sexy.
Moves. I didn't say you're not sexy.
But ain't Chris Brown sexy?
No, you just.
Wow.
You
see, you see what I'm saying? See, when you married and you do things like this and you expose your wife to these things.
Exposed. Now we're exposed.
Well, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. When he did these hoes ain't loyal. That's my jam.
Yeah, that was your jam. So, you was up having a moment.
That's the gospel.
The hoes ain't love. Exactly. Rocking and everything.
I ain't saying that's my life. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying though, these women ain't low. They see Chris Brown and all of a sudden they acting brand new. You know what I'm saying? Acting brand new. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Anyway, we're gonna post all of the pictures.
Yeah, if you go to a couple of Chris reviews. On Instagram, you can see some of our experiences we're going to be posted in the next few days and stuff like that. Shout out to everybody that's been added on the page. We were out last night. If you ever see us out, we have our little badges and stuff like that, that we were out. And we got a lot of attention, took a lot of pictures. It was a great, great experience. And we thank everybody. A lot of people was on that the Chris Para, they had the 11/11 shirts and all that. I mean, I like artists, but I ain't doing all that.
I'm not sure. I mean, I love artists. I already support them by paying so much money anyways. So I ain't getting no...
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I really feel that it's a tragedy how the media, mainstream media, is kind of alienating Chris. His show's phenomenal. These award shows, they got people like Sexy Red on them,
but won't have Chris Brown.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
You're my everything.
That was so horrible.
But you won't have Chris Brown. Like, I think it's a tragedy. And you know what? To be honest, it's our Black community that's allowing it, our upper ups.
Yeah, we just love to keep people down.
Because Chris is getting, he's getting love from a lot. I mean, his shows are sold out. You know what I'm saying? Like there's some major artists right now that can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Chris Brown is doing that every night on a consistent basis of every tour.
Not the first tour.
Exactly. Every tour.
Chris Brown tour every other year.
He tour every time he drop an album, he's touring.
He's touring.
Indigo tour, Levin tour.
Yes.
Blood Over the Moon tour.
Not even 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's always touring.
He's
so, and every show is sold out. So, you know what?
The
we need to stop.
Be off the
Yo,
chain.
Couple of critics. We support Chris Brown.
We like, do support
You know, at the
Chris
end of the day,
Brown.
That man has done nothing.
Yes.
He had an incident when he was 19.
As a woman, don't come to me with the rah-rah and the beat-up woman
bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has kids now. He has a daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like he was a kid back then. He was 19.
And
he
made a mistake. And we still don't know what went down between the two.
And Chris already said what went down. He started hitting him.
He admitted he took it too far.
You know what I'm saying? But she started hitting the nigga first in the car. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, nobody says, Rihanna, we understand Chris took it too far, but you shouldn't, nobody should put hands on nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your hands to yourself.
But he took it like a man. He took everything. He didn't even dispute the charges. He said, fine, I'll do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? He did what he had to do, and he has moved on with his life. He has two beautiful kids, a great career as far as his music and stuff like that. So you know what? It is time for us to like let that go on somebody's 19 years old to somebody's in their 30s right now. You know what I'm saying? With kids and doing this thing. So, I'm glad that the people came out and support Chris.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, his tour is successful. They estimate he's going to make $80 million off the tour, which is great.
He owns all his stuff. All his rights.
I think he still has, but I think if you have a chance to check out his concert, it's one of the best concerts you're going to see.
It is.
It's definitely worth the money. Go out there and see and definitely support that young man that grown ass man now. Support him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people say that, he's like better than Usher in a sense,
I think him and Usher are neck to neck. The only thing though is that to me, Usher does not have the different style of music that Chris has.
Well,
and
you
of
know,
course the dancing.
I think the difference between Chris Brown and Usher is this. Chris Brown has always appealed to the younger folks, mm-hmm. and his music is versatile.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He has hits, mm-hmm. but the only thing about Usher is Usher has classics.
Yeah, Usher has classics.
And at the end of the day, he has enough classics to mm-hmm. do a whole concert where, like, you know those little things.
Yeah.
It's like when people argue about Escape and SWV, well, who are currently on tour. And we couldn't go see the tour because it was in Tampa the same night as Chris Brown.
So they already knew they messed up with that.
That was bad because if they would have been Sunday, we would have been there. But, you know, anyway. But, you know, Escape has platinum albums.
Yes.
They have hits, mm-hmm. but SWV got the classics.
Iconic.
They got those classics.
They got those iconic.
And I think that's the thing between Usher and they. It's like Prince and Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Prince talented, like play every instrument and he got hits, but Michael got them classics. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, comparable like Chris Brown and Usher, I think Prince and Michael Jackson is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, Prince is way more talented than Michael Jackson.
Way more talented. And I love
you know what I'm saying? Way more talented. But Michael is just the hits
and the dance
mm-hmm. and he's iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By himself, mm-hmm. where Usher has that iconic with his music and stuff. But also when you look at it, you know, Chris Brown and Prince, you know, they do it all themselves. They work with different producers.
Yeah.
Where Michael was working with Quincy Jones,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and blah, blah, blah. Usher's working with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. So, you know, at the end of the day, there are differences. But like I said, you know, Chris Brown and Usher, at the end of the day, are both neck and neck. And you got to appreciate them both, mm-hmm. whatever.
And I mean, Usher is on tour, too.
He's on tour.
What? He's doing two nights in Miami. Maybe we'll check mm-hmm. it out in October.
Yeah. And, you know, but like I said, support Chris. I, you know, and quote me on this, and I hope people come back to this podcast like in a year or two. Chris Brown's going to get his moment. I think it's going to be a turnaround soon, mm-hmm. and people are going to start like trying to and say, fuck it. You know, this guy's talented. You know what I'm saying? Because what he's doing, he's just putting the work in. He ain't really worried about the media. Mm-hmm. Like, his tour don't have no major sponsors, nothing like that. Yeah. But I think it's going to be a turnaround. And I think that, you know, he's going to get his flowers. I really mm-hmm. do. I really believe that, like, he's going to do that one album that is going to be, like, phenomenal. I think, you know, and I think a lot of problems with a lot of the people that do albums is that they don't transition. I think like Justin Timberlake, like mm-hmm. when he did Sexy Back, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he went from Justified and he did the Mature album, you know what I'm saying? Brought him to that next level, you know what I'm saying? And after that, everything was garbage, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? So I think Chris Brown needs to mature his music a little bit more as far as like... really, I think he need to get into like more up-tempo ballad type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like get more, because I mean, I don't want to see Chris Brown dancing like that at 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine Chris Brown on tour at 50 years old. He can't do those songs gonna be moving too fast for him. He's hosing. He's like, oh man, I can't do this shit no more. So I think he need to get that album.
See,
fortunately, Usher got that album where he don't gotta do all that type dancing, so he could sit there insane and do his thing. Where Chris Brown, I mean, Chris Brown don't got many songs he can just stand there and just sing. You know, he gotta perform. So I felt bad for him. He's touring now, he's in his 30s, but when he's in his 40s, 50, he ain't gonna be wanting to be flip kicking and flying in the air. He gonna just want to. And imagine Chris Brown sitting there like, these hoes ain't loyal. No, they ain't. Just standing saying that. Like, you can't even imagine that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. You think you can run it. I think you can run it. If you man on the floor. I mean, you know, so I think he got to get to that point where he got to get that type of music where, because he's a phenomenal singer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, we talk about the dancing and all that, but he's a phenomenal singer.
He is.
So I think he needs to push that a little bit more. His next album, I want Chris Brown to go into like that, like, yo, I'm doing some dope R&B, like classics for you. You know what I'm saying? Because he got them and he got the ability to do
it. He has he has over 150
songs just in a vault. So hopefully he'll transition to that. And I would love to see that type of tour from him. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's going to have him in a position like Usher where he could do Vegas and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a group like Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? They had none but ballads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but now they can stand there and sing
Las Vegas. I think, you know, for the Chris Brown fans, though, I don't think we want to see all these ballads. I think we want to see Chris. Yup,
at 50 years old.
Flip, Chris.
He'll be flipping it. He'll be rolling in his wheelchair. All right, shaking it. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Shimmy down, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like some things are tragedy because, you know, it's like Penny Pendergrass. I don't know if you know who Penny Pendergrass was. He was like an R&B crooner back in the 80s, 70s with very popular, what songs he had, Penny Pendergrass?
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Okay, because he said Petty.
Teddy Pendergrass, sorry. Anyway, he was a dude was popping. He was up and coming. He was about to explode. Then he got into a car accident.
Yeah, then he got injured.
And then, you know, it took away because he was such a powerful singer.
Yeah.
And he was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah. So he didn't have that power anymore. Very tragic situation, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, nobody wanted to see him like that, you know what I'm saying? Because he was a sex symbol. People loved Teddy. They really loved his music. And to see him in that condition, you know what I'm saying? He did a song called Joy, Joyful, which was a hit, you know what I'm saying? But he was in the wheelchair when he did that. And, you know, it just wasn't the same, you know what I'm saying? Because whatever happened, whether it's age or tragedy, whatever, things change, you know what I'm saying? So he couldn't do those songs he used to do back in the day, you know what I mean? So all I'm saying is for Chris, I don't want to get to a point where he's 50 and the Chris Brown, because of the songs are so high energy that now it's like
Genuine.
You know what I'm saying? Like Genuine can't slide across the floor no more.
The floor,
you know what I'm saying? Like, look, J-Rod's a perfect example of like
falling.
Smoothness. Like J-Rod had all those like grinding, smooth, love, like, you know, all that. His performances are great. Now that nigga like 50-something years old and he fall off stages and they got memes of him. You know what I'm saying? Because like you set yourself up, bro. You supposed to be that sex symbol and now you old and now you can't slide like you used to.
When we went to that R&B tour, it was pretty good.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong.
And I'm glad he didn't do the moves.
I'm glad he didn't do the moves. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do those little wine moves no more, Genuine.
Yeah, you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Looking good. Looking tight. Any more room for and then he just stand, you know, he fall off stage.
Just stand there singing.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, Chris Brown, I just want him to transition. So I think if he get that one album that's like those bands on that level, then I think that'll help the later years of his career. Mm-hmm. Cause I think, you know, I want him to have like a Confessions album. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, he has so much left, in his music career. I mean,
yeah, he does.
You know, he has so much left, and I'm just kind of, you know, excited to see what's next for him.
Yeah.
Every
great album, every great artist that we know of have that great album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Chris Brown needs that. He has phenomenal albums, don't get me wrong. But if you say, yo, tell me the best Chris Brown album, you just can't pop and say, oh, this album. You know what I'm saying? He has, like, you don't even know what albums those hits are from. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many.
It's
you know
so
what I mean?
So many,
because
he puts out an album.
Exactly. So, but if he's focused on that one album and pushes that, and, you know, I think it'd be good. But like I said, regardless of whether he does that or not, he's still a great artist. Still a lot
still
of great
hands
hits.
Hands down, will and, go down
exactly,
history.
Exactly. So, you know, of course, we're just discussing it because, you know, it's the podcast. You know what I'm saying? But Chris Brown's a phenomenal artist and there's nothing against him or what he do or anything like that. Does his thing.
CB, you're the best.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So,
CMB.
Yeah. So, I guess that's our podcast for now.
That is.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate everybody's been showing
Thank
a couple
you.
Chris love.
We do have some upcoming stuff this week. We do have have like a tasting event.
We got some tasting events.
You'll see from us.
You know what I'm saying? We got some more concerts coming up. We have a lot. We have a lot of schedule. A cruise.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things coming up that we're reviewing. Keep following us on Instagram. We're growing on Instagram, especially after last night. Mm-hmm. We're growing.
Thank you.
So
all.
Thank everybody.
And thank you to Legends Suite for again taking care of us.
Really, definitely, man. They really showed us a lot of love. Thank you to the staff from the Kia Arena, Chris's staff, Chris Brown's staff, everybody's staff that showed love to people that were in those positions. You know, for recognizing a couple of critics. Thank you so much. You know, we just started this thing as like me and my wife. If you followed us, like 2 years ago, we were talking about Netflix shows.
Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about Netflix shows and movies. Like and now we are at VIP at major artist concerts and being invited to all these things. So, you know, thank you for being part of that journey. Even when we took the 2 year hiatus, we reviewed like 2, 3, 4 shows. I mean, shoot, it was so long ago. We reviewed Ghostbusters 1. That's how long ago it was. We're on Ghostbusters 2 now. That's out. Not even if there it is no more. We review Ghostbusters 1. So, the Eternals.
The Eternals.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you can see how long
still
ago.
Still crap.
Yeah, that's still crap.
People still crap. God, man. And Madam Web, we won't even.
Hey, let's not talk about that. Anyways. But anyway, at the end of the day, that's how old we start. That's how long ago we started this. And then we took our hiatus for like 2 years and didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Life getting together. Now we're back and, people showing love. We're expanding staff and stuff. So thank you so much for everything, for showing us love and all that.
Yeah, like I said, check out Becca's Corner too.
Yeah, shout out to Becca. She out there killing it. You know that girl gave me 8 podcasts of reviews.
Put them up.
We gotta put them up. She out there working it. So if you see Becca out. If you see Becca, I'll show her love.
A couple of critics.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to see her with a little tag. Show her love because she is definitely killing it right now.
Talk to her.
Talk to her.
Talk to us. Yeah. Talk to us. If you want to take pictures, of course. We'll post you.
Just don't stare at the badges, people. You could talk to us. Like some people I saw was looking at the badges. Just looking.
Yeah, we're humans.
Yeah.
We talk.
Yeah,
we talk back.
Yeah, you talk to us, we talk back.
Smile.
You know what I'm saying? We smile. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and shout out to Hanifa for my dress.
Yes. My wife had a Hanifa.
Hanifa
dress. Yes. You know, we should do a review for her.
Yes.
Actually.
So shout out.
She had one of the dresses. If you don't know this dress got famous. She got pretty famous because Coco Chanel.
Yeah, Coco Jones. Coco Jones had the dress on. And gave her a shout out, of course. And everyone went on her website. She has different colors in it. She has like a bright orange, green. And there's one more color, but of course, the green was what I received. So awesome, awesome.
So, my wife got in contact. It was sold out, but, we got the hookup. So, like I said, do this couple of Chris days, open up some doors for us. So we definitely appreciate the love that everybody has given us. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this moving, man. So like I said, couplechris.com, go to the website, follow us. Also, check out our brand new page that we have up, cassandbell.com. Mm-hmm. Everything from our other podcast that we do, Divorce Not an Option, to all our business ventures,
yes,
all on that page as well. So keep following us. We appreciate you. Until next time.
Thank you, guys. Bye.